when you consider you've played and coached, been an assistant, is it still same juice, get started day one from when you were a player on the coast?
Hopefully I'm a lot better than as a player. That was sketchy, but absolutely. I think the first day, certainly really the first 2 weeks of fall camp are always, you know, everybody's worry or position battle or, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? That's excitement for a coach, because you get to see who you're trying to develop, who has done something in the offseason to surprise you, who's a newcomer that you know, really seizes their opportunity. And so that's always a lot of fun.
One of the first things I learned doing this was fans, media members tend to dwell on things more, big win, big loss. But when you're dealing, especially with 18 to 22-year-olds, whether you were playing for the national championship or suffered a tough bowl loss, the guys that age, they seem to get over things a lot quicker, don't they?
Absolutely. They get over the negatives. It's the success that's almost harder. You know, when you're on those runs and guys are, you know, getting full of themselves or whatever the case may be, those are probably the harder times to really harness things. Certainly when there's a lot of negativity or a lot of whatever, you know, in those kind of situations, it's again just paramount that they listen to the right voices. By and large, we've got guys that do and have, but yeah, they are resilient. I think it's the coaches and the media and the fans that have the harder time to get over things.
Now that you've had him, he was hurt last year. He went through all the spring, got him out there. Travis Johnson, you know, obviously we just got to see him in the spring game. Kind of evaluate the type of progress he's made and, you know, how excited you'd be if he, in fact, ended up being your trigger guy.
Well, yeah, that he is one of the guys, certainly, in the quarterback position, obviously being paramount in the list of important things to do. His development is one of those things that can't wait to see. I think he's a guy that's smart, that's tough, that has a lot of ability, you know, innate ability that you can't teach. And then he has a bunch of things that are just easy to switch in terms of decision making and mechanically. And so excited to see how he fares this fall.
When you and I spoke during the spring, I told you that doing a show like mine, when it was time to pick a new defensive coordinator, obviously we heard a million ideas and names, and then just out of the blue one day...
We didn't receive your resume, by the way. I was waiting for that.
Yeah, I kept hitting send, and there was a block. And somebody called up out of the blue one day and said they heard Brady Hoke. And just personally, I was like, well, that sounds interesting. What was that whole process? I mean, he's a nationally known guy with quite the resume that you actually got. What was that whole process like to land a nationally respected guy like that?
Yeah, Brady's awesome. You know, he's a guy that I've known actually back. He and John Neal were at the Dave Craigthorpe Beaver football camp when I attended that.
So that's okay, you just took us back.
Yeah, just took a lot of heat on that one, but certainly not personally at that point. But I've known on and off for, I don't know how many years, 15, 18 years. Just in recruiting circles and you know, friends that have coached with him or played with him, and every single person without exception just gets that emotional attachment to the guy, a passionate, you know, positive reaction. And the more you dug and more you talk ball, the more you just get to like the guy, and people are magnetized to the guy. He's a charismatic guy, high integrity, high, you know, just all the things that you want in a leader. He's got very excited about how that's going to shake out.
It might sound crazy, but when the first time I heard him talk, I was like, he just sounds like a football coach, doesn't he?
Yeah. There's a couple other nicknames that he's gotten that he probably well deserved.
I saw a picture of David Yost before we talked to him when I got to know him, and I was like, did he come off the set of that 70s show? But another guy, just incredibly accomplished, just a great national reputation. What about the process that led him to relocate once again to Eugene?
Yeah, I think Dave's one of those guys that you know, obviously was with Gary Pinkel forever, going back to the Mac days, and certainly in Missouri for many, many years, and basically did everything and kind of got, he was the recruiting coordinator, the offensive coordinator. I think he was the, you know, travel coordinator. He did literally everything, and got burned out. And he's a family guy, you know, again, an excellent person first and foremost. And when I started talking to different people around the country about him, again, just an unbelievably positive reaction. Certainly developed a bunch of different quarterbacks, a bunch of different kinds of quarterbacks. You know, small guys that were quick, small guys that could pass, tall. You know, all those kind of things that go into a quote unquote spread offense. And you need to be able to have a versatile coach because you can't always get exactly what you want. And so you know, fast forward talking to Gary Pinkel about him, it was almost funny because Gary Pinkel's an old Husky, and he was just like, I can't do this. You know, guys, I can't.
Got to live with himself.
I can't, yeah, he goes, I can't tell you how great this guy is because you're going to play against my Huskies, and so it was kind of a neat, you know, neat tribute to Dave and just his qualities that of how people spoke about him.
Now, I'm not going to ask you for an analysis. Obviously, it's early, but the third game of the year, you're traveling to Lincoln, and I was just thinking, you know. Coach Riley is from Corvallis. You grew up on the coast here. You're Oregon guys. You've coached against each other. And just how unpredictable the nature of your business is. You're going to coach the Ducks at Lincoln, and naturally, Mike Riley's going to be the coach. It's just nuts.
I would have lost that bet if a couple years ago you would have, you know, when that story broke. That was a you know, just a head scratcher. And a great opportunity, obviously, for Coach Riley, a storied program, great fans, great venue, unbelievably passionate fans. So that'll be a huge challenge for us when we get to that point.
All right, one final thought. And, you know, obviously you coach these guys, but you get to know all these young men, their families, just how awesome it is. If you think back to the Utah game in 2014 to see Fowler Brown out there running around ready to play football.
It is. It is awesome. It's you know, obviously the tragic news from Arizona today puts everything in perspective and amplifies that even more. You know, when we're talking to these guys last night and kind of our first big team meeting and just all the things that go into it, it all comes down to people. And we are very, very fortunate with all the great people that we have around here. We get to work with every day. And there's a lot of great, you know, feel-good stories. And unfortunately, there's some in the other categories too. But very excited to see him just cut it loose. You know, it was a tough 72 hours there for him and for everybody, just as far as what the discussions that we were having, and now it's just a regular significant knee injury, getting him back out there and physically just cutting it loose and mentally, you know, knowing that it's okay to get hit and bounce back and play to his true potential will be awesome.
All right. Hey, always a pleasure.
Great to see you.
Thanks for stopping by. We'll catch up when the season starts.
Look forward to it.
Thanks, Coach Health.
Thanks.